And here's our first lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama. How are you?
Good to see you.
Well, what do we have going on here?
How are you? Good to see you again.
Oh my gosh, we have a little spicy Italian sausage with broccoli rabe pesto.
It smells good.
So we have like broccoli rabe that we blanched a little bit and pureed with some pistachios. Ooh. And Parmesan cheese and a tiny bit
of... Is this the finished product?
That is the finished product. You want to give it a little taste? You want to give me a little QC, a little quality control?
All right, here we go. Some pesto broccoli rabe.
Right?
Mmm, it's good. It's very good.
All right, we have the first lady thumbs up.
We're cooking. It's okay to make you dance.
Right? That's the flavor dance.
Gotta move.
Right?
Gotta move, all right.
All right,
so...
They're
not having me do anything, which is good.
I could, but I'd be scared to that I'd be like tossed out of here on my ear. Secret Service is like, no.
Don't give her a knife. Whatever you do.
You're like, yeah.
Right? It's a knife.
Oh.
Anne Burrell did not give it to her. Right, exactly. So we have some orecchiette, little ear pasta that we're blanching in the same water that we blanched our broccoli rabe. We're multitasking. It's got the flavor in there and it saves us some dishes. We like that.
And you salt the water. So.
We gave it a little salt. We blanched our broccoli rabe in there. We took it out. We put it in, pureed it. And then we're going to go right into our pan with our broccoli rabe pasta right now.
Does it matter what kind of pasta you use, or can you use any kind of pasta?
You can use whatever you want, but it's a very classic Italian flavor combination to use broccoli rabe, sausage, and this shape of pasta. But if you like spaghetti or penne or rigatoni.
You can do what you want. You hear that?
Fun shapes.
You can pick your pasta.
Pick your
pasta. What's this called again, the shape?
Orecchiette. It means little ears.
I'm not going to try to say that. Can you say that?
Orecchiette.
Oh, show off. That's Al. That's what we always say about Al.
He's a little show off. So we put our pasta in there, and we're going to give it a little bit of our pasta water to kind
of
just
the
like.
Water.
Right? There we go.
Yeah.
And then we add the pasta to this so it all comes together.
Okay. So now, what's the difference? Sometimes you take the sauce and you pour it over the pasta. What difference does it make to add the pasta into the sauce and saute it?
This is the perfect ratio of your pasta to sauce. And what the sauce and the pasta do is kind of get together and make a little hug.
It's a pasta hug, right?
I mean, you know, a little love in your food makes everything taste better.
A little love in your food. I like loving my food.
That was a 60s show. Put a little love in your food.
Right? Yeah. Here we go. So then we cook all that together.
In your food.
Right?
Everybody.
Put a little love in your food.
Right? All right, there we go. Ready? Like this.
Put a little love in your food.
Yeah.
All right, one more time. And everybody, let's see the arms.
The world would be a better place. Oh, the world would be a better place for you and me.
And me.
Just wait and see.
That was part of our act.
Wow.
I love it. Usually I just do my happy dance. No. I didn't know like we have karaoke and cooking demos.
He's so quick on his feet.
That's right.
All right. So we're just going to finish this guy up with a little bit of cheese. Mm-hmm. And this is like really the kicker. We give just a little drizzle of extra virgin olive oil. Mm-hmm. We toss this guy all together.
Ho!
Yeah.
And then what happens is that it's the perfect ratio of pasta to sauce. And when you finish your dish of pasta, you should have like, you finish that last piece of pasta and you have just enough left to take the last crust of your bread and get that little, like wipe it up so your plate looks clean.
You're relating to this.
Right?
And then
you can put your plate right back in the cupboard because you're part of the clean plate club.
Wow. Yeah.
So now what makes this healthy? Because it certainly is good. Let's explain this to the people.
Well, we have broccoli rabe, which is one of my favorite vegetables. It has a really big, unique, interesting flavor. Mm-hmm. We have pistachios that are really crunchy and they have a great mouthfeel and are really good for you. They say they're brain food also.
It's the Anne Burrell of the nut world.
That's what we say. It's my favorite nut besides me.
Yeah.
We have extra virgin olive oil, which is good for, you know, it's an unsaturated fat and it does a lot to lower your bad cholesterols. Mm-hmm. And we have dairy products, a Parmesan, and a little mascarpone. And we have the spicy sausage. We have protein, we have veggies, we have the whole shooting match.
And you can make a turkey if you want.
And for the parents, right? Because you're getting the broccoli. It's hidden broccoli.
Right.
And the thing, kids, about this, it doesn't taste like broccoli.
Ooh.
It tastes like cheese.
Right. Mm.
So you could do this, right? This is like your vegetable, everything all in one, and it tastes like spaghetti.
Right.
Don't you think you could do this? And you would eat this at home, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
To our kids, you would eat this at home.
Right.
Yes.
Let me hear you. Say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a good stuff. Parents like it because it's like sort of a, you know.
It looks grown up. Mm-hmm. It looks sophisticated. It doesn't look like you're, you know, sort of sacrificing on sophistication. This could be a date night dinner.
Oh, yes.
You know, a little wine.
That's like the little love
candle
mirror.
Light.
There we go.
Yeah.
And there's very little cleanup. I mean, and this could be a total do ahead. You know, like you can do this yesterday and keep it in the fridge. So
it's probably better the second, third day, right?
Everything always is.
I
don't know if this would make it to a third day.
Yeah. Right?
Now can we try it?
Please do. Here you go.
All right, Alan.
Get right in there.
For me.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Wow, that's good.
That's fantastic.
That's really good. Mm.
All right.
Wow.
Amaral gets to stay in the White House lawn another few minutes.
Really good. It's good because the spice from the sausage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the cheese.
Right. And there's the crunch from the nut. It's really
there's a
good.
Lot of big flavor mm-hmm. things, and it's a complex flavor, even though it's just a dish of
pasta. And it's a little creamy with the mascarpone.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. We got all
this
those little
awesome.
Flavor points.
Wow.
Yay. All right.
Yeah,
I like that.
Man, this is awesome. Well, let's give Ann a big round of applause. And Al Welker.
Thank you guys very much.
You guys, that's
and
so great.
I have for you my book that has that
oh,
recipe
wow.
in there, so
for
in case
me,
you ever want to make it or hand
I'm
it off
go
to someone
right
else.
I'm going to go right up to the White House and cook.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, how many people believe that's going to happen?
Right. Sure.
I'm going up right now to make lunch. You guys, thank you so much. You guys, thank you. We're going to have trials like this going on all day.
Yes, we are.
Are you sticking around?
I am sticking around for a while. Yes.
Are you sticking around?
You bet.
All right, well, I'm going to go off and say hi to some more folks and read a story or two. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
This was really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My partner in crime. It's so good to see
you. You too. Thank you.
Yes,
we're going to miss you. Look at how cute is that. All right, thank you guys very much.